Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting at republicbroadcasting.org. Today is Friday, June 11th, 2021. I'm your host, Richard Carey, and this is Beyond the Official Narrative. I'd like to remind everyone RBN is listener-supported, folks. Please donate whatever is manageable, and no donation is too small. Free speech simply cannot stay alive without being funded by we, the people. Please help ensure that RBN continues broadcasting uncensored content well into the future. And we do still have that promotion going for a free gift for every $100 donation of an RBN t-shirt in the size of your choice, or an RBN coffee mug. And I do believe for $115, you can receive one of each, a t-shirt and a mug. So be sure to utilize that. It's a great conversation starter. Hey, what's that? What's RBN? Oh, glad you asked. Help get the word out there, folks. It's a good way to do just that. And, of course, there are many ways you can donate. You can use PayPal on the RBN website donate page. You can call our RBN staff to donate via credit or debit card. You can call in to donate at 800-724-2719, extension 3. Or you can mail in your donation, cash, check, money order, to Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. And we greatly appreciate it, folks. We do also have a chat room located at beyondton.chatango.com. And this being Friday, I do have, well, I have one of my Friday co-hosts here with me. Mr. Whitener is still in hiatus, has to take care of some personal family matters. But I do have Mr. William Repillum here with me today. Hello, William.
Hi, Rich. Good afternoon. How are you? Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, hear you well. Hear you just fine.
Okay.
Yeah, I... been having a pretty good week. I hope you have as well.
Thank you. Yeah, it's been pretty good. Can't complain.
Good, good. Yeah, so I don't know. I wanted to just go through some of the news articles which have caught my interest lately. Maybe we could get each of our feedback on them. First, I'd like to mention this one I came across this morning. CBS calls for violence against the unvaccinated, urges jabbed people to punch them in the face. Now, this is from James Corden, C-O-R-D-E-N, Corden or Corden, of The Late Late Show. He has a solution, he says, for dealing with people who resist Chinese virus injections. Punch them in the face, he says, during a recent opener on the CBS program. So Corden mocked Americans who would rather not alter their DNA with mRNA, saying that they should no longer be offered junk food or cash prizes as an incentive. Cash prizes. Instead, the non-jabbed need a knuckle sandwich, he says, to get them to comply. While ranting in his monologue, Corden stated, Corden started asking his presumed audience, or laugh track, of course, we really don't know, and team, yeah, there at the station, to come up with new ideas about how to force compliance with the plandemic agenda. Ian Carmel, a co-head writer of The Late Late Show, was then heard shouting out, "The only thing we should offer people who don't want the vaccine is a knuckle sandwich." A few minutes prior, Corden was going off about how upset he is that tens of millions of Americans are thwarting Biden's plan to have 70% of America injected by the 4th of July. Vaccination rates in the United States have started to decline, Corden whined, which means we're on pace to fall just short of President Biden's goal of having 70% of the country's partially vaccinated, 70% of the country at least partially vaccinated by the 4th of July. Biden could end up just shy of his goal by 3%. See, this is exactly why you don't set goals, he says. Then Corden went on to joke that if free food from Shake Shack is not enough to bribe Americans into getting jabbed, well, I'm afraid nothing will. So, the arrogance of these people, right, William? I'd certainly love him to be, in the next round of people with adverse reactions, to say the least.
Yeah, he definitely deserves it. All the people that are unknowingly vaccinating themselves that just don't have the information, they're not aware that they live in the blue pill matrix and they don't know that there's an alternative media and that there's hundreds of thousands of doctors and doctors' alliances that are teaming up to try to get the truth out and save people's lives, from this horror, greatest crime probably ever committed against humanity in all of Earth's and human history is this vaccine campaign being perpetrated by trickled down from the Rothschild Jewish oligarchs and all of their minions and go-alongs who rather go along than fight because they're spineless. And it's really sick, sad state of affairs that we're in. It absolutely lines up with what's in the Book of Revelation. This whole experience has pushed me toward further into my Christianity and Christian beliefs, just based on how eerily prophetic that book actually was, and how similar it actually is to, as abstract as some of the passages in it may seem, the more I read it, the more I see the similarities to what's going on here. So.
Yeah, no doubt. There certainly are a lot of parallels, and it certainly is arguably similar to the end times scenarios we've heard about when you look around these days and in so many aspects of life, for that matter. But I mean, yeah, we're going to have a resurrection of the knockout game, or did it ever really leave? I don't know. With we had people knocking out white people randomly, right? Of course, some were particularly noteworthy, like the sucker punch of Richard Spencer, but it did get pretty extreme to just go and knock out some white folk. But I don't know. I'm sure they'd love these to merge, because they'll say, oh, well, because of Tuskegee and everything, well, black people who are resistant to the vaccine, they, we can understand why. But white people, clearly they just want to kill black people. So make sure it's a white person who who's wearing a mask that you sucker punch, right?
I mean, if you're not aware of the Jewish anti-white genocide agenda that's been going on for well over 100 and some odd years, at least let's say since World War I, maybe we go back to the Civil War, but the Jewish plan to exterminate white people from the planet using their, different slave factions, their proxy warriors, these supposed groups that were supposed to represent colored people like the NAACP and Black Lives Matter are purely Jewish organizations that have duped a lot of people. I think mostly white people that are supporting Black Lives Matter, and it really hurts black people, honestly. So has the civil rights movement, has really destroyed black families. And I just wish people would just kind of wake up and see this. You and me, Richard, we are the anti-racists of the world. We are the real social justice warriors of this world, trying to get the truth out, get people to see what is really going on. This is slavery 2.0. It's never ended. Slavery's never actually ended. And Jews were behind it the first time, and they're behind it this time, and they're very open about it in their Talmud that we are all slaves to them. And so they want to get rid of the Europeans first, because we have the closest history to them throughout the last 2,000 years of their parasitism on all of the countries. And we see that evidence that they've been kicked out of 109 of them. It all ties back to Jewish parasitism and supremacy and world domination, the New World Order agenda. And so I just, when you saw this coming, when this COVID started happening, it was just, if you didn't know about that, then you wouldn't, you know, understand what's actually happening here and how we're trying to help people here, you know?
Yes. I mean, a lot of people are very confused about many of these fundamental attacks, attack on Western civilization, the attack on whites and the anti-white agenda, replacement immigration agenda and the like. And just this sort of, well, psyop with the lockdowns and the shots, why anyone would be deceiving on such a level. Most people just can't grasp a lot of these things. And then it's so obvious how much they're feeling pressure now to withhold all the relevant information, you know, all the facts as this presses on now. You know, they're worried about their deadlines. I'm sure they could lie about how many are vaccinated if they have to, just to increase positive public perception to hopefully get others to go along. Of course, most who have resisted so far, who don't plan to, it's pretty much a consensus that they're not likely to change their mind. So, I mean, we do have that going for us. But there's so much that's already been reported on the adverse reactions to these shots as far as this pandemic is concerned. The CDC had been pointing out itself that teens vaccinated with Pfizer or Moderna are at higher risk of heart inflammation. And that's teens. I mean, it's just ridiculous. The CDC is to hold an emergency meeting now after hundreds have suffered heart inflammation following COVID vaccines. They just announced this yesterday. The CDC announcing it'll convene an emergency meeting of its advisors on June 18 to discuss rare but higher than expected reports of heart inflammation following doses of the mRNA-based Pfizer and Moderna. And it's, you know, it's being claimed, oh, well, higher than expected, but, you know, they're trying to suggest, oh, well, you know, it wasn't really that much. You know, they're always trying to play down whatever numbers they say, the amount of adverse reactions. Oh, well, you know, it was negligible, but still, you know, we should discuss this. But yeah, keep getting your shots for sure.
Yeah, and, or it had nothing to do with it. Nothing to do with it. They always try to deny, oh, no, those adverse reactions, nothing to do with that shot that you just took. That right. Bizarre, strange effects that you're having that you've never had before. Nope, something else. Oh, and by the way, vaccine companies and the government are completely indemnified from any responsibility here, so sorry.
Yeah, most people aren't aware how much these haven't been approved and just how much, how many years most traditional vaccines would take, like 10, 8, 10, 15 years, you know? I mean, they would have trials a lot of times. You know, it's unprecedented. And, of course, they're lying about everything. I mean, the idea of wearing a mask or not, it's so blatantly obvious in this case as a persuasive, coercive measure to shame people or inconvenience people into wanting to get that shot, because it's admitted, they're not going to be advertising this all over the place either, but it's admitted that these do not even behave the way the theory of traditional vaccines do. Okay, you're not getting a mild, attenuated version of the virus. It doesn't stop acquisition to you. It doesn't stop transmission to someone else from you. At best, it relieves mild, lessens mild symptoms. And we know all this, but most people out there have no idea. Because if they did, they would see how much of a joke the whole idea of, okay, you don't have to wear a mask anymore, even though it doesn't stop acquisition or transmission. It just affects, hopefully, in their theory, how many of the, if you, as long as you only have mild effects from it. I mean, if you, you know, are someone who's got large amount of comorbidity factors that I really don't even think it will help at all. But yeah, it's ridiculous how you don't have to wear a mask, even though it doesn't stop transmission. That information alone, getting out there, could make all the difference, I think. People just don't know this.
Yeah, they don't care about people. They have a depopulation agenda. They want to kill people. They want all, most of the world to be killed off. They don't. People don't realize. That is why it's like, we don't care about science, real science. Anybody comes out and refutes our narrative, then we're gonna just destroy them. And you know, that's what's happening. And if you didn't think they got crazier, what you just mentioned about punching in the face, you said it was Cordone, right? Some reporter. Who was that?
Oh, a host of the Late Show on CBS.
Okay. Okay, well, get this. So I don't know if this because I looked up this article while you were talking about that, and what came up for me was that the CDC actually is saying this. So I just sent you this article, Richard, if you want to have a look at it. It's from the Babylon Bee. I've heard of them. I don't know if that's a credible source or not. I mean, it is quoting people from the CDC. And it's just unbelievable, but I don't want to say
Whoa,
it isn't really true.
No.
Just read what it says, but let's put it with a disclaimer that says we haven't, you know, verified that they've actually said this. But this is just beyond any kind of... Yeah, go ahead, Richard.
All right, well, yeah, okay. So it's... and I've heard of BabylonBee.com. CDC says vaccinated people can now punch unvaccinated people in the face. I don't know. I've heard of this, but I mean, are we sure it's not a spoof?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. so let's not just run with this one, but
yeah,
this
yeah.
is what's the. I can't believe that this is. I mean, that's got to be a spoof. Right.
Well, yeah, I think this whole website is actually a spoof, I believe. Here we have a story here: social justice warrior dislocates shoulder trying to pat self on the back. So,
I'm looking for the okay. So I do actually have something, Richard, that's of good substance that I heard from Catherine Austin Fitz yesterday. She was talking about. Dr. Yeadon and Dr. Shakar Bhakti have a website called Doctors for Medical Ethics or for COVID Ethics. And so I sent you that link. I don't remember where I sent it to you, whether it was through Skype but this is what she has called one of the most credible links you could ever share with anybody.
Wait, actually, hold that thought. We have the break, and we'll pick up right there.
Gotta wash away the dust of everyday. Wash it away.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with FrontSight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms or you have a concealed weapon permit and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, FrontSight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited-time opportunity. Don't miss it.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org. And click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Back, folks, beyond the official narrative, Republic Broadcasting, here with my co-host today, William Rep Pillum. And, well, we have about 5-6 minutes before the bottom of the hour break. So, William, why don't you just give us your summations of this article as best you can, sir. William?
Sorry.
There you go.
No, I didn't. I just sent this to you. I found it and sent it to you right as you were telling me about it. So I haven't really. I just read the first paragraph of it. Mm-hmm. Like I said, it's not vetted, and it could be a spoof. Don't know for sure. I'm doing a little research there on that right now. I can't really answer you.
Okay. Well, this Babylon Bee, though, it is pretty good for a laugh. I mean, I like that one, and another one or two I'm seeing here, too. But, yeah, that was a good one. Social justice warrior dislocates shoulder trying to pat self on back. no, but we've had some other interesting news. I mean, the real news is pretty ridiculous these days. We've had a Google firing of a software engineer for warning that AI could hurt marginalized groups. I mean, you could go in many directions with that one. Really, the real articles are just pretty funny on the surface. Roundup update. okay? You know, Bayer now bought out Monsanto, so they have Roundup's products. So Roundup update, Bayer will still sell toxic weed killer to the United States farmers, but it may stop selling it for residential use. And, you know, all about the money, right? And I said New York the other day when I mentioned constant monitoring of the school children. But no, I misspoke what I news I heard on that. Massachusetts, a Massachusetts school committee is allowing real-time crime center closed-circuit cameras to monitor students live. And so this is Springfield, Massachusetts. But, you know, yeah, just teach children to have no privacy and be treated like criminals from school onward. We're having hundreds of whistleblowers saying the military is forcing anti-American indoctrination on them. And this is from Senator Tom Cotton, Republican of Arkansas. He told Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin on June 10, just yesterday, that hundreds of military whistleblowers have reported being forced to receive anti-American indoctrination training, and this includes critical race theory. So it's good how many are speaking out. I mean, hundreds of whistleblowers in the military speaking out, willing to speak out on this. You have to think that we'll reach a saturation point with a lot of this Marxist indoctrination, anti-white indoctrination. And all you say, and as you say, I mean, it all comes from Talmudic inspiration, we'll just say. Kamala Harris, okay, here's one. Kamala Harris tells the Spanish media that the United States is a safe haven for migrants after she went on staging a do not come stunt for American reporters. So yeah, a Spanish language media outlet, EFE, on Thursday had Kamala informing them in so many words that all her tough talk telling migrants do not come was just to placate the American public. So she's a real winner, isn't she? The illegitimate vice president of the illegitimate commander in chief.
That's correct.
Who slept her way to the top, from what I hear.
Right. Willie Brown. I think she spent a lot of time under Willie Brown's desk. That's kind of how she wound up where she is, besides, you know, all the machinations that were exposed in Project Veritas with their plans to commit voter fraud in order to plant their communist puppet into the presidency, in an unprecedented communist president. I think even worse than Obama, far worse. I think this, you got to just, you know, remember that whoever's president is just not really, they're not really making any decisions.
But I mean, in some ways it's a continuation of Obama and just getting more extreme with a lot of his policies, a lot of his people in there. Extremely Jewish choices Biden has appointed.
Yes.
But even Obama is out there saying the cancel culture has gone too far. He's trying to disconnect from Biden a little bit. He sees how much of bad optics all things Biden have become.
Wow. Yeah. Maybe we'll see Biden's demise coming soon.
But we'll be right back.
Kamala getting in there.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. and I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
And we're back, folks. Beyond the Official Narrative, Republic Broadcasting. Richard Carey here with my Friday co-host, William Rapillum. And we were just discussing some of these articles circulating here. I did appreciate some of your response last night. I heard to that one article I was mentioning how this new censorship influencing Twitter is very much favoring certain, we'll say, protected groups, and of course, any violent acts committed by said groups has to be censored. And so, I think right off at the start of the article, they really concisely show the parameters where Twitter announcing new censorship rules which would ban denial of the Holocaust but would allow denial of the Holodomor. Okay, because of course you can't talk about the Holodomor. It would be anti-Semitic, right? I mean any sort of protected group, they can commit violent acts. I assume all of the violence committed by all of this Marxist-inspired BLM, likewise, would be censored from criticism. I really have to refer to that Babylon Bee again, though. That was for a parody site. It's not too bad. I mean, we've heard, of course, recently about our esteemed mayor here in Chicago, Lori Beetlejuice Lightfoot, and of course, her recently making a lot of headwaves, is that a thing? Making a lot of waves lately with her declaration. She's only offering interviews to black and brown reporters reporters of color. No whites, basically, although it wasn't clarified whether Asians were included. And some people were actually concerned about that, like that made a difference. But so she deserves a lot retaliation as far as, well, that absurd, asinine statement and just this whole idea of, being racist as in terms of reparations in her mind, I suppose. You have to wonder, though, is she really thinking of something like that on her own, or is this just something that's fed to her from her overlords? But this Babylon Bee had a parody story on her. I just noticed. Chicago mayor limits gatherings to 10 people unless you're involved in a drive-by. That's right, Chicago, Illinois. Now, this is a parody, folks. Now that Biden victory parties in the streets have ended, Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot is announcing a new round of lockdowns to help halt the spread of something bad that nobody can remember anymore, to help prevent transmission of the deadly something. The mayor has announced that all gatherings of more than 10 people will be prohibited, unless, of course, you're going to be involved in a drive-by shooting. Let me be clear. You probably shouldn't be shooting people, said Lightfoot in a press conference. But if you really have to shoot some rival gang members, and you need more than a crew of 10 to do it, we'll make an exception just this once. Don't go crazy, though. So, that's the Babylon Bee. Yeah, that's pretty good for parody commentary on social discourse, wouldn't you say?
Yeah. Well, it's good we cleared up that it's a parody site.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll say that.
But we do have a caller who's in the queue online here. We have Lauren in Michigan. Hello, Lauren. Good Friday to you.
Hi, what's Laura. Hi, gentlemen. Laura? I just want to tell you this is not a parody. You know how when the president or the vice president fly out of the country, they take some of the press with them? Well, Kamala Harris took some press with her to Guatemala, and they served cookies to the press. And you know what the cookies were? They had a picture of her on the cookies.
Kamala Harris's image was on the cookies they were distributing?
Yes, that's right.
I'm picturing that. That's pretty funny.
Yeah, pretty soon maybe she'll have her image on the coins. But no, it'll be digital coins they want for the New World Order, so I guess that won't work.
Probably, yeah. Right now she's settling for just putting it on a cookie.
Very good.
I think that's what a narcissist she is.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they're coming at us. I mean, the Marxist agenda and the COVID lockdowns, the anti-white agenda. Laura, there's so many different angles. You know, people are getting attacked simultaneously, and, they're just in a state of confusion because they don't understand the motives behind a lot of these things if they don't listen to sources like RBN, ma'am.
Right. So, yeah. There's also a video, I'm in Michigan. So, anyway, our lesbian attorney general, at the beginning of the month, she opened up Michigan to the Gay Pride Month. Her and a state senator named Moss, if you could get that video, it's really funny. And her opening it, welcoming Gay Pride Month for Michigan.
Yeah.
And when state senator.
No, the gender agenda, I forgot to reference that today, the gender conditioning, as I usually refer to it. There are a lot of motives, I think, which benefit. A lot of agendas, we'll say, which benefit from that. It does tend to influence the white population the most, and those are people they don't want reproducing, or at the very least to be left-leaning in their political views. And just like LGBT in general, it is very likely that you'll vote Democratic without a thought if you're part of that community. I don't know. Anyway, anything else, though, Lauren? Laura, before I babble
more. People tolerated tolerance too much. We tolerated tolerance. That's what our problem is.
Mm-hmm. We're too we're too tolerant and inclusive. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
I always appreciate your call. Hi.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think it's really, you know, they like to turn words upside down on their head, you know. When you have a lesbian a public official like Megan Whitmer, unfortunately, you know, it becomes all about pushing the gay agenda. You know, it no longer becomes about serving the people or the people's interests. It's about forcing an agenda on the people. And that's what Megan Whitmer is all about. That's what Pete Buttigieg is all about. That's what all of these politicians, really, that are co-opted, no longer serve the people. They only serve the central bankers. So LGBTQ is just one tool in their tool chest to degenerate the population and push toward their New World Order agenda, get rid of most of the people and automate humanity. That's what their end game is. Automate humanity and make it into a slave, put it into a slave status, the whole, all of humanity, to serve the Jews and their effendi, and they do nothing. Just like why they ended up in concentration camps in World War II. That were concentration camps, not death camps. This is another big lie that we have to get around with even the most conservative people.
Right, they were work camps, and right. Their labor was necessary for the war effort. That's why they were not deported to what it would have been Palestine as things had been established with the transfer agreement.
And we could do a whole show on that.
Right. Yeah. And there's a lot of misinformation out there that is fueled by that whole situation and era. I have an article here about a plan for transhumanism with the education industrial complex, like how it ties in with the fourth industrial revolution and just educating children with more technology, basically. From UNESCO Study 11 to UNESCO 2050, Project BEST and the 40-year plan to reimagine education for the fourth industrial revolution. Over 40 years now, coalitions of academics, governments, corporations, and world governance bodies have colluded to build a global ed tech schooling system meant to shackle children to the transhumanist fourth industrial revolution. And then the author goes on to state, I recently visited former senior policy advisor of the U.S. Office of Educational Research and Improvement, Charlotte Thompson Iserby, who gave me access to her archive of files that she collected from the U.S. Department of Education. After digging through a collection of files collated by Lawrence P. Grayson, who was the advisor for mathematics, science, and technology at America's National Institute of Education, NIE, I discovered that the Department of Ed's Project BEST, Basic Education Skills Through Technology, which Iserby leaked in 1981, was actually the USA's domestic version of an international technology initiative spearheaded by the United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization, UNESCO. While stationed at the NIE, Grayson was also the U.S. Department of Ed's liaison to UNESCO's educational technology programs, including Study 11, New Technologies in Education, which he procured for Iserby in a bundle of interrelated memorandums and journals, labeled as the Grayson Files. And it had these following documents, white papers that issue ed tech directives to a region of 14 nation states grouping together communist, socialist, and capitalist countries. U.S. Department of Ed memorandums, which stipulate American collaboration with Study 11 and other UNESCO technology programs. Law journals that call for restructuring legal systems in order to globalize the computerized information technology, IT, revolution necessary to streamline international ed tech markets, and academic journals containing ed tech promotionals from Project Best contractors and UNESCO Study 11 representatives published alongside commercial advertisements and order forms of for Project Best courseware and other e-learning products being sold by the very same companies, including Microsoft, Apple, and IBM, that are endorsed in the UNESCO Study 11 white papers. So, I mean, this is what we've already known for a while, but yeah, it's this confirmation that for over 40 years they have had the desire for their social engineering in the education industrial complex incorporate more technology, even to the level of transhumanism, to reach their goals. We've known about international streamlining of education though for a while, William, but here, this, let me just read one more statement from it. This compilation of Grayson files documents shows that UNESCO Study 11 was carried out through international public-private partnerships between communist, socialist, and capitalist countries, coordinating efforts between multinational telecommunications and computer corporations. And this was working in concert with academic institutions and national government agencies. So this is nothing new, of course, but yeah, the technology, it's a blessing and a curse because of the hands whom it's in. We understand that all the way down to the micro code language of the processors on chips, that there's a back door that we never really realized up until a whistleblower recently pointed this out. And so that means what? NSA and Mossad would be my best guess as far as who would have those back doors ready to go for them.
I believe they're all funneled through Israel. Those Intel chips. And,
Intel, at least, yes.
Right, yeah. And there's all of it being processed over there.
And the education system with a transhumanist bent to program the youth, how do you feel about that?
That's disgusting. I mean, it just never ends. You hear about all these new things are trying to, they have the same goal in mind. And if I may, if you want to know what I think about, I'm going to read Revelation 13 to you. Is that all right?
Sure.
Because if we have time, I'm going to get through it. It's just, it shouldn't take more than about 2 minutes. And I stood upon the sand of the sea and saw a beast rise up out of the sea, having 7 heads and 10 horns. And upon his horns, 10 crowns, and upon his heads the name of blasphemy. And the beast which I saw was like a leopard, and his feet were as the feet of a bear, and his mouth as the mouth of a lion, and the dragon gave him his power and his seat and great authority. And I saw one of his heads as it were wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed, and all the world wondered after the beast. So now, listen to this. And they worshiped the dragon, which gave power unto the beast, and they worshiped the beast, saying, who is like unto the beast? Who is able to make war with him? And there was given unto him a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies, and power was given unto him to continue 42 months. That's a 3.5 years. Is that going to be President Joe Biden's tenure here? Are we in that moan right now? Are we in that time right now, the 42 months right now? That's what I think. And he opened his mouth in blasphemy against God, to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle and them that dwell in heaven. And it was given unto him to make war with the saints and to overcome them. And power was given him over all kindreds and tongues and nations. So the silencing of people speak and taking over everybody's country and persecuting Christians. That's all right there. Revelation 13:7. And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. So everybody who doesn't have a relationship with a true relationship with Christ is worshiping this vaccine manufacturing beast, right? If any man has an ear, let him hear. He that leadeth into captivity shall go into captivity. He that killeth by the sword must be killed with the sword. Here is the patience and the faith of the saints. And I believe another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb and spake as a dragon. And I'll finish the rest of it. It's just five more verses as soon as the break's over here.
We'll be right back.
Rest is, yeah.
Okay.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have? Do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
One day we will put it all behind. We'll say that was just another time. We'll say that was just another day on earth.
And we're back. We'll say, beyond the official narrative, Republic Broadcasting, here with my Friday co-host William Rapillum, and I continue those final five or so verses, if you will. This is what? Revelation 13, you said.
Revelation 13, yeah, five verses left here. And the best is yet to come here, the most compelling. And he doeth great wonders so that he maketh fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men, and deceiveth them that dwell on earth by means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image of the beast, which had the wound by a sword, and did live. And he had the power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak, and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. All right. I kind of see the image of the beast as being needing to take the vaccine, or being something similar to this, and how they're trying to, you know, wipe everybody out that doesn't.
Yeah, and the, you know, digital passports, digital IDs linked to social credit scores and currencies.
Yeah,
globe. You know, yeah, I definitely see how
and
that can. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and here that comes right here. And he causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or on their foreheads. And that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. There it is, folks. And one more. Here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man. And his number is 666. 666. So those last three verses there were kind of the crux of it. And he causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or on their foreheads. And that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. Now, if you can't see that that's where this is all going, then I think you need to take another look.
Absolutely. And those who have occult leanings out there can definitely try to make this a reality. Even for those out there who may question, okay, well, you know, what if I don't believe that religion is real? Well, there are people who believe it is, and I would say those who ascribe to any sort of luciferic satanic inclinations, you know, the light bringer and all that sort, with revelation perhaps being relevant, and then of course there's the Old Testament prophecies, and you know, going back to other texts as well of the Judaic tribes, of course the Torah and the Talmud, and then of course more recently the highly questionable origin of the protocols of the learned elders of Zion. But no, all these things are very relevant and worth further discussion. It looks like we're out of time, but have a great weekend. I look forward to hearing from you next week, William.
Oh, thanks, Richard. Have a great weekend. Have a great weekend, everybody. Bye-bye.
And please support RBN, folks. It is the only way we're able to keep all of this going. Independent news and complete free speech. Stick around for Dr. Patrick Slattery, National Bugle Radio, and we will speak again soon. Transcend the construct. Regards.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.